today, new relationships get started. However, while new relationships are starting, existing ones also break down. Unfortunately, many people get so badly hit by relationship breakup that they get distracted and shattered. That is why in this audio program, Handling Relationship Breakup, my goal is to share with you practical insights for coping with relationship breakup and reaching for the love ahead of you. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Brojit. At this point, I'll be ending this series of podcasts on how to handle your relationship breakup. And what I want to emphasize today, what I want to share with you today is what to do when the guy that dumped you comes back asking for your love again. Now, my simple answer is this. You can accept him or reject him. The choice is entirely yours. However, there are things I want you to check. I want you to bear in mind before you make up your mind. Before you make a choice of whether to accept him or to reject him. Number one thing I want you to bear in mind is this. Did the guy actually come late? That is he coming back to you late? Yes, there are people that come back late. If he came back late, please don't accept him. Now, what I mean by coming back late is not that he came back 5 years after he dumping you or 6 months after dumping you. What I mean by him coming back late is that he came back when you are not available. Now, when you have been able to dump the guy and you have been able to reach out for the love ahead of you, what happens is that you are likely to have gotten new love, the love that is actually ahead of you, the one that is you should have and that will make life good for you. If you are falling in love with another person or if you are in love with another person, what happens in that situation is this. You are not available. Don't tell the guy from day one. Don't start playing around about it. Tell him, sorry, Emeka, I'm currently in love with another guy and there is no space for you in my heart. It doesn't mean you are angry. It means you are making a statement of fact which he should bear in mind so he's not wasting his credit calling you. That is what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should tell him in an angry way. Don't do that. That would be embarrassing. And I mean, you are old enough not to do that kind of thing. Now, what I want you to do is please talk to him. Tell him clearly, it will not work between us because I'm in love with another person. Simple. Don't speak more English or Igbo or Hausa or Yoruba about it. Tell him in simple terms, it won't work. If he comes back to you when he hasn't changed, I mean, when he dumped you, before he even dumped you, you have been tolerating his promiscuity, you have been tolerating his lying up and down, and now he comes back, he's just talking to you and you're observing him, and from your observation, you notice this guy still has eyes for women. Please tell him clearly, it will not work. I am not interested. We cannot be in love again. Let me tell you another thing that happened. If you want to learn about persistence, each time I want to talk about persistence or understand what persistence means, I look at those guys that chase women. They can be very diligent. I say, if the way guys chase women generally is the way people should get married, then I won't get married because I don't have that kind of patience. A guy, I like you, says no. A guy continues calling you and you now change your mind. Why? Is it that you didn't mean it when you said no? Now, maybe that's what happened, but it is that over time, because of his many calls, you now decide to change your mind, then I think there's a problem. The problem is that you have allowed him to wear you out to the point where you can't stand your ground again. My thinking is that if I tell a girl I like her and she says no, no means mba in Igbo, and I understand Igbo very well. What it means is that she says she doesn't want me. There's no other explanation about it. You see, let me just by the side tell you this thing. If a man proposed to you, if you want him to wait, tell him to wait. If you don't want to marry him, tell him no. If you want to marry him, tell him yes. Don't say anything you don't mean. It doesn't make any sense. Tell him what you mean and mean what you say. What I'm bringing up this thing is that if a guy decides to call you and call you again, believing that when he persists, you are going to change your mind, please do not allow him to wear you out to the point where you have to change your mind. Yes, if he hasn't changed, he has to go and change. Life is too short to spend it with a miserable person. I know people who are married, they are missing somebody. They have even lived in big house, but they are already enslaved. They are living miserable life, they are living bitter life because what they bargain for is not what they have. I read an interview in the Sun newspaper, I think somewhere in 2012, about a woman. She has a restaurant in Lagos. She was giving out a marriage, I think when she was an SS1, because her parents were poor. The man didn't treat her well, you know. When she was talking, you can see clearly that this woman is even angry about the way she was treated because she got married to the wrong guy. That's how when I read this like this, what I ask myself, How do girls actually get married to men without thinking through the process? You know, it's not this thing is not about your emotion. Everybody has emotion, even Brigitte that have emotion. I mean, I told you before, I don't want Brigitte to wake up one day and say it's over with me. If she says it, I'm going to move on with my life, or don't get that one twisted. But it's not something I want to happen because I love her. The point I'm making is this: do not allow a man where you are at the point where you are consent to a relationship, consent to a courtship that is not worth it, that he should not get involved in. Now, however, if the guy comes back and they're still available, you can give him a chance. Yes, what I mean by available, you maybe even the relationship broke up because of your persistent lifestyle, because of a lifestyle that he doesn't like, which you did not work hard to change. And over time, you have changed, you have made adjustments to your life, and he sees you and feel like, okay, I love you, can we move on? And you still have the ability to love him and trust him, please go on and accept this proposal for a renewed relationship. But at this point, you have to give him your terms and conditions. If there are things he did that you didn't like, please make it clear to him. My guy, this thing, please don't do it again. I hope we're going to be on the same page on this. But meanwhile, I'm not making full commitments. Let's just watch and see how we go. Then over time, when you find out, oh, he has changed in the areas he has to change, and you have changed in the area he has to change, then you can now fall in love properly and have a wonderful relationship. Sometimes relationships break up because there is a misunderstanding between two of you. Some other times the guy is even confused, like his friends confused him. They told him, like, how can you marry this girl? I mean, see, you know, there's one girl I know, we have mutual friends. So the guys will be talking to me about the girl. I like the girl at some point. Now, they said, look, the girl is crazy because the girl has more stature. If you see me, she's older than me, but if you see her, you think I'm older than her because she has more body. Now, they abuse this girl. Now, let's assume I wanted to marry this girl. And my friends are telling me this girl is so small, she's more like crayfish. Do you know what happened? Those people have influence in me, they will make me change my mind. Many times, guys dump girls because of those kind of silly comments from confused guys. That's why sometimes you have to give the guy, like, you understand his condition. Understand that he doesn't have that strength or that ability to stand on his decision and stand by what he chooses and not what somebody is just pushing him up and down to do. So on that basis, you can give him a chance and accept him. But please, I also like to say this: if he dumped you because he had a problem and he feels he can't stand by you to have that problem fixed, and he's now coming back because he wants to partake of the good life you have acquired, my brother, my sister, I don't think that person is a good person. My reason that he doesn't know loyalty, and I don't know if he has learned loyalty now. You may not give him a chance. Otherwise, you want to have a fair weather relationship who may eventually become a fair weather husband. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The point I made today is this: there are times the guy that dumped you wants you back because he realizes his mistakes, because he realized he made a silly decision by dumping you. In that situation, please accept him. However, if he comes back and you're already in love with another guy, please, he doesn't have any chance, and make it known to him on time so you don't waste his time, you don't waste his airtime. And you don't start talking to him to the point where you will now spoil the love that you have found. Where the guy now starts asking you, who is the guy calling you? The guy starts wondering whether you are sharing your affection for him with your ex. I don't think any guy wants that kind of thing. Just believe me, I cannot stand it. If Mrs. Brigitte comes home and they tell him about how one guy at his workplace is so nice to her, you know, those kind of talk. Are you saying I'm not nice to you or something? Now, what I'm saying is not as if I'm not saying people shouldn't be nice to her, but I want to be reassured that even though they are nice to you, I'm the nicest guy to you on this earth. That is the status I want to assume in my wife's heart. If I have not attained, I'm not married yet. But if I don't have that status, I have to work hard until I know that she loves me more than any other person. She thinks about me more than any other person. She sees me. She dreams about me. Everything about me, as if she likes me in two pieces. You understand what I'm saying? That is my own goal. And I know no guy wants to be sharing affection with another person. Even promiscuous men, they don't want their wife to love another man, but they are promiscuous. I don't know how to explain that kind of lifestyle, Sha, but please, I want to tell you clearly, a man wants to know that he has you and has you completely and not be shared with any other guy. So tell the guy when he comes back, there is no space if you are already taken. I hope you understand the point I made. Now, please, I welcome your feedback, questions, or clarification, and please do well to download the free ebook on this same subject matter on brojo.com/books. When you get there, you'll be able to learn more things that I didn't say in this podcast that are in the book. And I mean, two of them are especially complimentary. Thank you for staying with me up to this point. This program is a production of Blue Jude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more from us, kindly visit brojid.com, that is brojid.com. Your questions and comments are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. We encourage you to please share this podcast with someone that may find it useful.